Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah! It's time to rock and roll hoochie-coo, baby. It wasn't too long ago Rick Derringer passed away. That's why I guess it's on my mind. Yeah. 6:08 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Good morning. Welcome to Thursday. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Top story, Trump announces travel ban and restrictions on 19 countries. The left will make all kinds of hay over this. This is bad. This is not who we are at our core. Maybe this, maybe that. You Democrats, sit down and shut up. And be as quiet as you were when we were being overrun by 8 to 20 million illegal aliens. Huh? Remember how quiet you were then? Yeah, so now you need to shut it. Because this president, his job is to keep Americans secure, put Americans first. All presidents should do that. But clearly, the last administration, maybe they told him, oh, yeah, the borders are great, Joe. Who knows what he knew and what he didn't know? Who knows who was using the auto pen? But President Trump resurrected a hallmark policy of his first term, announcing that citizens from 12 countries would be banned from visiting the U.S. and those from seven others would face restrictions. It takes effect Monday at 12:01 a.m., a cushion that may avoid the chaos that unfolded at airports nationwide when a similar measure took effect with virtually no notice in 2017. Trump, who signaled plans for a new ban upon taking office in January, appears to be on firmer ground this time after the Supreme Court sided with him. Some, but not all, 12 countries also appeared on the list of banned countries in Trump's first term. Here's the new ban. Well, it includes at least Afghanistan, Myanmar, Chad, Republic of Congo, Equatorial Guinea, Haiti, Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and Yemen. Also heightened restrictions on visitors from Burundi, Cuba, Laos, Sierra Leone, Togo, Turkmenistan, and Venezuela. Okay. On a social media post, the president tied a new ban to Sunday's terror attack in Boulder, Colorado, saying it underscored the dangers posed by some visitors who overstay visas. The suspect in the attack is from Egypt, and that country is not on the restricted list. Department of Homeland Security says he overstayed his visa. Yes, he did. Tourist visa, by the way. I didn't know that. I thought it was for a more extended period, but it was just a tourist visa. All right, so, again, here's what you're going to hear. You're going to hear the left whine and cry. Listen, I trust this president with keeping Americans safe. He's done it before. He's doing it again. We had 4 years of utter chaos at the border, and that administration wouldn't even admit until the very end that there was chaos at the border. So, yeah, you know what? I'm going to give this president a little wiggle room because I trust his instincts to want to protect the American people. We've got to get a handle on who's already here, let alone who could be coming in. And unfortunately, I think the thing in Boulder, Colorado, we're going to see a lot more of that. But I think what we're really working hard to try to avoid is, you know, actions by a larger group and not just these, you know, who seem to be single solo terrorists.
Well, you know, we've had the discussion in the past. We don't even know who's here.
Mm-mm.
And we don't know when is their time to wake up and do something. And we see that.
Yeah.
It can be a single individual. It could cause a lot of mayhem, if you will.
It is. It's definitely very concerning.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, you know, you've got DHS working so hard. That's why you've got ICE working so hard. But the left, yeah, they're gonna come out and they're going to be like a bunch of crybabies. At our core, that's not who we are. Well, you were quiet the whole time that our borders are being overrun. And you know what? Your president, whatever he was not following the Constitution, and he lied to the American people.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that. And sorry, Democrats. We've got a president in here that's putting Americans first, exactly the way it is supposed to be. FBI Deputy Director Dan Bongino said that there's nothing in the Jeffrey Epstein file indicating he died by any other way than suicide. You've probably heard that before. I know I've mentioned it before. But right. Here's what's different. He mentions a video. What? Mm. I thought the video cameras were not operating.
See, I thought I was hearing something the other day and video was mentioned, but
yes.
Didn't hear much on that.
Nope. He said, now, it's not the greatest video in the world, but I guess you can sort of follow what's going on in that specific block. Huh. He goes in, meaning Epstein, made a phone call. You'll see 12 hours of guards going in, basically check on him, come back. You'll see nobody really comes out of that bay in that area than him. There's no one in there. There's nothing there in that file at all that indicates anything other than, in fact, a suicide. Well, nothing in the file. We've talked about this before. Now, what's not in the file? What evidence was destroyed, thrown away? What witnesses were not listened to, where they didn't take notes or they destroyed them after the fact? We don't know.
Yeah.
That's the problem. We don't know. And remember, there is so much corruption within the FBI. Who knows? So, yeah, Bongino, I mean, I like the guy, and I think he'll make every attempt to do a good job. But if all you have to work with is what's already in the file, yeah, I don't think we're going to see any groundbreaking, explosive information coming forward.
It's like JFK. If it's
yeah,
not the file,
exactly.
It doesn't mean anything.
Oh, yeah, we plowed through the files, you know, open boxes that haven't been opened in decades. Again, if the information has already been destroyed,
mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. So, I mean, do you think of anybody who had some ties to anything that was really, you know, outside the bounds of law or whatever? Wouldn't they make sure they had an insider that would do just that? Destroy evidence.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
it would have never made the file. Yeah.
Chinese-made solar panels, problem. You bet. Another.
Wow.
More evidence, asymmetrical warfare, China. Time to get tough. 6:15 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Making donuts with Rick Scott later. That was his first big business maneuver. Yeah. Bought a donut shop. Now he's worth $500 million.
Wow.
Yep.
That's a lot of dough.
Nice.
Sorry.
Yeah. I can't find a hole in your argument. It is... Yowza!
It's early.
Shecky Rose on the scene with you here. It is... Senator Rick Scott, we're going to talk to him 7:35 about the big... Beautiful bill. Is it that big? Is it beautiful? Or is it disgusting?
You think he'll have an opinion?
No short. Nope. He'll tell like it is.
Oh, yeah.
We appreciate it.
Yep.
So, yep, we'll be chatting with him. It is 6:21. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Okay, a little bit of justice and a little bit of backing of our First Amendment, freedom of speech.
Yeah.
That's coming up in just a minute. But I want to make you aware of more asymmetrical warfare. Former analyst with a national security agency said that China is positioning equipment in strategic places that could be used to disrupt U.S. commerce after rogue communication devices were found inside Chinese solar power inverters. Remember, there was also some automated systems that would help unload ships at ports that they found some stuff that some electrical stuff and communications. They go, what? What is this? I don't even know if they knew exactly what it was, but it didn't belong there. Rogue communication devices that were not in official product documents found inside this time Chinese solar power inverters when they were examined by U.S. experts for possible security issues. The two sources said that the rogue power inverters have undocumented communication channels, which could be used to circumvent firewalls remotely. Firewalls.
Mm.
Which could have major consequences. These power inverters connect the solar panel to electric grids.
Would
that allow them to manipulate the grids in some way, or at least shut them down, I would imagine.
We've always talked about that being a weakness, but we've usually thought about it more physical, not electronic.
Yep. Ricky Cole, former intelligence analyst at NSA, said that it's very conceivable that China is using these rogue power inverters to gain access to American infrastructure. It very much fits into the model of China implanting hardware in American critical infrastructure for the purpose of planning cyber attacks against the U.S. And this is nothing new. We could never trust the Chinese when it comes to this kind of thing. They'll steal technology whenever they can. They don't respect materials that are trademarked or anything along those lines. We know that. And we know that we are in this asymmetrical war with them. Why do we continue to purchase these products that are going to be plugged in, plug and play kind of things that can directly affect our electrical grids?
Mm-hmm.
And don't even kid yourself for a second to think that it's limited just to that. You think about anywhere where Chinese components could be utilized, they could have a back door, something that overrides a firewall. But very well could. Think about the electronics in your automobile.
Yep.
what kind of chaos might they be able to get away with the flip of some kind of switch?
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't put anything past them.
I mean, take it a step, just at the local level, the solar panels you put on your roof and where that equipment comes from and what could it backlog into the system to shut things down or whatever, who knows?
Well, we'll continue to monitor the Chinese, but I had to tell you, we had the story yesterday about the Arizona governor, and she would not sign off on a bill that was going to, it was saying you can't own property near like a strategic airbase. And her excuse was something like, oh, this doesn't do anything to make America safer.
Wow.
Yeah.
What an idiot.
Yeah. That's in Arizona. It's the governor there.
Wow.
But we do have some justice maybe being served up, at least a little bit anyway. The family of a North Carolina high school student was suspended last year for saying illegal alien. Oh, my.
How rude.
He said in English class. And they've dropped their lawsuit against the district in exchange for a public apology and 20,000 smackaroos.
I mean, it's great, but you know, when you think about lawsuits and things like that, I thought that was low. I that was my gut feeling. Like, really? Come on.
I guess first of all, the apology, I think, was probably maybe the most important.
I would agree.
They wanted the school to. And I think they looked at their kid, who's like 17 or 18 now.
Yeah.
This will go a long way into help paying for his education.
That's also true.
So, And maybe they felt like, you know, an amount higher than that, then you would be tying this up in court. And then who makes money then? Generally the lawyers, and you get nothing.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, I can go with that.
Christian McGee, 17, received a 3-day suspension for using the phrase while discussing word meanings during his English class at Central Davidson High School in Lexington on April 9, 2024.
So it wasn't even in a malicious way whatsoever.
No, they were discussing word meanings. Hey, what about illegal alien? And they suspend him for 3 days.
What? Oh, my goodness.
Is that? Well, again, that's crazy. Obvious. Censorship, a free speech issue. McGee's mother, Lee, filed a lawsuit in which she accused the school and the Davidson County Board of Education of violating her son's First Amendment rights. However, McGee's family and the school board settled on Wednesday after a year-long battle in the court. So, yeah, they're probably getting tired of it.
Yeah.
The board has agreed to remove all references to racial bias in McGee's school record and issued a public apology for the mischaracterization of racial bias in his record, documents show. The board also provided him with $20,000 in compensation to help his family with cost of tuition at a new private school, so which he was forced to transfer to after being suspended.
Wow.
Yep. So, I mean, at least some justice has been served.
Yeah.
And maybe the schools will think twice. Illegal alien. Yeah, if you're here and you're not legal, you're illegal. And the term alien for people not from this nation has been used for decades upon decades. Yep. Ridiculous. 6:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Don't forget, the Bob Rose Show podcast is available to you wherever you would normally download your podcast, so you never miss a minute of the show. Like, we're going to be talking to Senator Rick Scott later on at 7:35. All you have to do is click on subscribe, and you will never miss a minute of the show. You're listening live and local to News Talk 97.3, The Sky. A path to peace may take a little bit longer. Good morning and welcome. It is 6:39. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Happy, happy Thursday. Way down on the horizon, I see it. There's the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Careful. Showers coming and going, settling into like somewhat of a summer-like pattern. So just always be aware.
Yep.
And, you know, when you've had some of these rains recently where you haven't had some rain, you get a little extra slick surface going on sometimes with the roadways. So use extra care. At least we don't have to worry about school buses and the kids, right? They're all done?
I think they're all done.
All right.
And they are glad to know
those little brats. I mean, I love kids.
Yeah, but they'll be bored by Monday.
Yeah. Yeah, and they can be bored all they want, but don't get unbored by, like, you know,
being stupid,
stealing people's stuff and
yeah, all that kind of thing.
You know, all that.
Yep.
All right. You just heard Hannity was talking about, I think, right? Corinne Jean-Pierre, you talk about that?
Uh-huh, little KJP.
She's now an independent.
Isn't that almost just silly? I mean, you go from being the spokesperson for the Democrat president of the United States, and then all of a sudden, well, you know, I'm not really in all of that sort of thing.
She carried water for the Dems. It would be like being a hitman for the family business, all right? You're a hitman, and you do all the dirty work, and then you go, eh. At the end of the day, you go, you know what? I don't really want to do this. Mm-hmm. You did all the dirty work. It's done.
Yeah.
She didn't have the gig anymore.
That's why you got to sell a book.
Yeah, I guess so. But does that help her sell the book? Because who's going to buy the book?
Yeah.
Independence, you know, went big time for Trump. So I don't know that she has a lot of friends in that independent group.
Mm-hmm. And she's not Tulsi or, you know, somebody like that.
Well, exactly. Yeah. The money is going to be with the big Democrat supporters. They're the ones that, you know, would buy her book. But here we go.
I don't know. That's just weird.
Reporters who covered the Biden White House are in disbelief that former press secretary Corinne Jean-Pierre ditched the Democrat Party to pen a new book in what they call a desperate attempt to revive her career. The longtime spokesperson for the former president, Joe Biden, announced on Wednesday she switched teams.
Well, she did that alone. Oh, I'm sorry. That was a whole other story. Yeah.
Switched her affiliation to independent.
Well, that's,
Jean-Pierre also revealed an upcoming book, Independent, a look inside a broken White House outside the party lines that quickly raised eyebrows among the journalists who have dealt with her over the last couple of years. One White House reporter sarcastically called the project amazing. Oh, that's amazing.
So it was broken, but you lied through your little white teeth to act like everything was great. And Joe is fabulous.
Listen to this. Uh-oh. Did she find the manuscript somewhere in that fat binder she toted around?
They weighed more than she did.
If I were a historian writing about the Biden White House, I wouldn't ignore what Corinne had to say, but it's not an account in which much weight will be invested, just like her briefings. Yeah.
Wow.
They were digging into her a little bit. She left the Democrat Party, one says. I honestly didn't see that story and probably wouldn't have even noticed. I turned off my KJP Google alert on Inauguration Day.
Oh,
yep.
Wow.
Hey, anyone circled back with Jen Psaki?
Woo.
Remember that was her term that she loved to use?
Uh-huh.
Circle back.
Maybe she'll be a guest down there on her show to promote the book.
I could see them two peas in a pod. Mm. Maybe, right? But anyway, her attempt to be some kind of a press liaison. I get it. The press secretary has to kind of carry out the business of the president and maybe has to bend the rules a little bit, hold back on some of the truth, whatever. But she was really over the top. And she was another one of those that when they talked about, you know, Biden slipping, you know, mentally.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. She did the over the... They all did the over the top.
Can't keep up with him, Bob.
Yeah.
He's a sharp...
If he was on Jeopardy, he'd win for like 3 years straight. That's how sharp Joe Biden is.
The only thing in Jeopardy was our country.
Joe Biden is so sharp, we don't let him get near the drapes for fear that he will slice them down.
Ooh. No balloons near Joe
Biden. With his sharp intellect.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
You can't even say that with a straight face. Well, neither could she.
Yeah. It is 6:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Trump and Putin. This might be a slow road to peace, but that's better than no road, right? Details on that, a whole lot more coming your way. 7:35, we'll talk to Senator Rick Scott. Right now, you're listening to The Bob Rose Show with Greg Cassidy, live and local on 97.3 The Sky. Happy Thursday. Here we go. We made it this far. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. 6:50, 10 minutes till 7 o'clock. And valor, where we shine the spotlight, the focus on first responders. We do it all through the month of June. And we will have another Valor recipient coming up at 8:35. Thanks to our friends at Campus USA Credit Union, Lawful Defense, and Shoot GTR. The U.S. will face a recession. What?
Oh, come on. Really? Come on.
If the Senate fails to pass the big, beautiful bill. Who said this? Well, the Office of Budget and Management, OMB, Director Russell Vought. He put out this warning yesterday. He said, we'll have a recession. The economic storm clouds will be very dark. I think we'll have a 60% tax increase on the American people.
What? 60%?
Yeah, that seems like a lot, doesn't
it? That's a little high. Yeah, a little high.
Could there be a little hyperbole here?
Yeah.
Could the president have sent him out to do this, to say this? I don't know. Vought testified before the House Appropriations Subcommittee on Wednesday, and while the White House's 26 budget request was the intended subject of Wednesday's hearing, the conversation turned to the reconciliation process for Trump's One Big Beautiful Bill. Trump ally Elon Musk, Senate Republicans, and even some regretful House GOP members have cast their doubts on the One Big Beautiful Bill Act this week after it passed by a hair on your chinny chin chin in the House just 2 weeks ago. The bill is under consideration by a Republican-led White House and Congress. But the CBO on Wednesday reported the One Big Beautiful Bill will cut taxes by $3.7 trillion while raising deficits by $2.4 trillion. But that's over a decade. That's spread out over a decade. But still, it's up rather than down.
Right.
The report also estimates it would leave an additional 10.9 million people without health insurance under the bill, including 1.4 million who are in the country without legal status in state-funded programs. Well, I mean, that's just, that really, that's kind of a side note.
Yeah.
They're not supposed to be privy to that anyway. And where they come up with the other 8 or 9 million, I don't know. I don't know how that works. I mean, if you're poor, do you Medicaid? If not, you sign up for the old Obamacare. Yep. Is that part of the big beautiful bill is going to strip some of that funding away? I honestly haven't seen that. That might be something that we want to ask Senator Rick Scott, who will be joining us at 7:35 this morning, to talk about the triple B, the BBB, the big beautiful bill. Vought has decades of conservative policy experience serving during Trump's first administration and has a reputation among Democrats for contributing to Project 2025.
Oh, that thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was something that was put together by the Heritage Foundation.
Yes.
And the Democrats kept saying, this is what Trump's going to do.
Mm-hmm.
It was what they would like Trump to do.
Right. Big difference.
When asked if the CBO's analysis was accurate, Vought replied, no, I think it's fundamentally wrong. He said it will lead to to reduced deficits and debt of $1.4 trillion. It will reduce mandatory savings of $1.7 trillion. I don't think the way they construct their baseline, not only does it not give a fair shake to economic growth, but it fundamentally misreads the economic consequences of not extending the current tax relief, which is really kind of a fancier way of saying what what I originally said. They're not understanding, believing, or buying into that this is going to open the door to tremendous economic growth.
Right.
President Trump tried to express that directly to Senator Rand Paul, but I don't think the senator is buying into it. What did the president say? Oh, Rand Paul, he hates everything. He votes no on everything.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
All right, so Vought, you know, he put out this warning that we're going to see a recession. Hmm. That's pretty serious stuff.
Yeah, when they bring up the R word.
He's the office, he's the head of the Office of Budget and Management, and he's been around. And he says, oh,
well,
you'll have a recession. You'll have a huge increase on taxes on the American people. That is one of my fears, that if this thing doesn't go through, that the 2017 tax cuts are going to be sunset, and
right.
your taxes will go up.
Yeah.
Now that
we don't need that.
That is what will happen. It is 6:56 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Coming up later on, we'll talk to Marion County Commissioner Carl Zalek. We've got plenty lined up for you. On the Thursday edition of the Bob Rose Show, you are listening live and local to 97.3 The Sky.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.